Welcome to In-Depth PSA Program. It's airing right now on all Lotus Radio stations. I am Ian Sorensen, your host, and in the studio once again, Corinne Vewig with Rave Family Foundation. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, thanks for having us back.
It is a pleasure, but I have to give you a little shout out. I saw you at a really cool thing not too long ago. It was on Common Ground's Five Chef Cook-Off. And they were good enough to kind of have host tables for a bunch of nonprofits, and yours was one of them, and you were there.
Yeah, that was amazing. We were invited to come out to their event, and everyone who was supporting their event came around and met, I think, maybe 8 to 10 of us other nonprofits, which was awesome. Collaboration is huge for us, you know, and it's not always welcomed in the nonprofit world, you know, that you're going to share your customers, your, you know, supporters with other nonprofits. And it was awesome. We had a lot of great visitors that day.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And so Rave Family Foundation, in case we have somebody who's never even heard of you before listening to the show, give me a little rundown of what you do.
Yeah.
What your mission is.
So pretty cool. The Northern Nevada Rave Family Foundation was founded in 1995. So we are turning 24 next month.
Right
so
on.
That's pretty awesome. RAVE stands for Respite and Volunteer Experiences. So respite is a temporary break for caregivers. And we provide that break to caregivers that have children with disabilities. So children from 3 months through 6 years at a RAVE Family Center, children 7 to 12 at our in our junior program, and then children 13 to 22 in our teen program. And then we train local youth to work with the kids. So it's kind of a developmental program to mentor and develop high school and some junior high students working with children with disabilities. We also care for children that have some special health care needs, and then children in foster care that fall under that special need kind of criteria. We're able to give those foster families that break as well. So
that's really cool. How long have you been with the organization?
13 years.
13 yeah. years.
Yeah. This month is my 7th year as the executive director. And for 6 years, I was able to be the director of programs and kind of run our volunteers and our programs before that. So, yeah.
So as far as the kids you work with developmental disabilities, what disabilities are we talking about? Physical, mental, does it kind of run the gamut as far as that goes?
Yeah, it's pretty broad. We care for children with autism, Down syndrome, children with cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, hearing impaired, speech and language delays, gross motor delays. We have children with diabetes, and other special health care type needs.
Right.
Again, we have children in the foster care system. We have children that have some behavioral diagnosis or some challenges. We have some mental health disability type challenges there too. So it really is a broad spectrum of families that are caring for children with really just some special needs.
Yeah.
We cannot care for children that are medically fragile. And so that's really the only area that that we wouldn't be able to care for
them. As far as like autoimmune stuff
like
that?
Maybe they're not able to be in a childcare environment with maybe a lot of germs.
Gotcha.
Maybe they're oxygen dependent. We don't have a medical staff at this time. So if we're if we have a child that is dependent on something that it could go wrong and then something terrible could happen, those are the cases that we're unable at this time to care for. But hopefully in the future, we'll have some medical staff that want to come and join our team and be able to provide that break too. Because really, the care is the fun part. We get to play with these really awesome kids, train some amazing youth, but we're giving a break to these parents. And so that's our main goal, is that caregivers and parents get to go and kind of recharge their batteries so they come back and they're a little bit, better equipped to take on whatever comes next.
God knows caregiving is incredibly draining. physically, emotionally. I mean, and it can cause even health problems in the caregiver themselves.
Absolutely.
How much they give them themselves.
There's a lot of need that they are no longer really meeting the needs of themselves if they're meeting the needs of all of the little people or elderly. There's also respite for you know, caregivers that are caring for the elderly as well. Just in our case, it's the youth.
Yeah,
so,
that's what you're focusing on. And I feel bad I couldn't get you in the studio till now because back in July, you did a big open house for something incredible. Tell us about it.
We did. So we were able to take on the unit next door of our Ray Family Center. And so we moved into our Ray Family Center, and that's our children 3 months through 6 years, into a little bit larger unit. And then we remodeled the unit we were in for the last 4.5 years. And we opened our very first junior and teen center, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We have already brought in and been able to provide care and socialization for over 60 children. And last year, those programs, we only served 79 children. So by the end of this month, we'll have hit last year's numbers. And so
That's
super exciting. We have space available for children 7 to 12 and 13 to 22. And they can come into our center while they're being cared for, but having a great time so mom and dad can go take that break. So we have a gaming lounge, a really cool snack bar area where, because what's cooler than like eating some really fun snacky foods.
Seriously.
And playing video games. We have a rec room that has like, you know, those basketball hoops that you can, you see in the arcades where you kind of are playing that who can score the most.
Oh,
so
really?
So we have one of those.
Wow.
Super fun. I know you should come
State
in and
the
play
art.
With us.
I want to come in and play.
Right? We have a foosball table and an air hockey table. And then we have a little reading nook for our avid readers that love to just curl up in big bing bags and read. And then we have a ton of like arts and craft type stuff. So all of those little crafters that want to come in and make some cool things. They love those. You know those beads where you make your design and then you iron them? And so you keep this little craft.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
They really love that. So anyway, it's been super successful. Our kids are loving it. We've gotten the 2 thumbs up for all the, you know, youth that we're working with. We know that there's some kids that are kind of that teenage years that they really want to stay home alone, but maybe it's a little bit nerve-wracking for parents to allow them to. And so this is that place where they want to come. And again, that caregiver, those parents can take that break, you know?
That's really cool. So how long kind of do kids kind of stick around and parents have time to themselves? Is it like fluctuate?
We have a schedule, and for the Junior and Teen Rave Center, we're open 4 days a week, 3 weekdays and 1 Saturday, and we schedule it out. It's usually 3-hour breaks for the parents, and so they come in and play, have a great social time for about 3 3-hour sessions per month. And one of the best parts is that we are able to provide this to our families and our community for free. So
wow.
It's not something that is charged. We currently aren't looking at those funds or, you know, insurance or anything like that. We write grants throughout the year and we fundraise and we accept local donations. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And so it is a tax deductible gift that we accept, and we're able to provide this service free of charge to all of our families. So
it's really cool.
Yeah.
So as far as fundraising goes, do you do like big fundraisers? Does it kind of just trickle in through the year?
A little of both. We do big fundraisers. We have one already on the books, scheduled for May 2nd of 2020. Can you
really,
believe
2020?
It?
2020. That's
2020.
Nuts.
Yeah. So May 2nd, mark your calendars. And then we also have a golf tournament coming up after that. So in the fall of 2020. So we have kind of some time where we'll just be prepping and, you know, reaching out to our community. So
cool. And as far as volunteerism goes, I mean, you feel like you've broken records with how many like teenagers, high school students have gotten involved with you guys.
Yeah, we really have. Over the last few years, we've really opened up that ability to bring in a lot more youth into our program. So, for example, 7 years ago, we were capping the number of high school students that we could train at 100. And last year, we trained 464 high school students. A few junior high are plugged into there, too, because we've gotten a lot of siblings of our high school students that have said, hey, I have a younger sibling. Can they volunteer, too? And that middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade have been really phenomenal. And so they kind of, they're part of that total number as well. We don't actively recruit to that age group currently, but we have accepted that age group and we've really like seen some great work out of them. That group of volunteers gave over 13,000 hours last year to our community, to giving back to these families that we work with, which is incredible. And then our volunteer coordinator, Jilly Quinn, has been out in over 8 schools. She's already presented to close to 60 classrooms and has recruited over 400 youth for this program year. And her and Tiffany, our family coordinator, and then our respite staff have been training them. Last week, they trained about half of those students that are coming in new. And this week, they are finishing up that training. We will have another training next, well, probably around the Christmas winter holiday break. So you still can get in and volunteer with us. You'll miss that first initial training, but then we'll get you into that second training this year. And they get the youth get to come in and they get to have real actual interaction, hands-on training and development working with children, anywhere from 3 months through 22 years of age, depending on kind of their desire.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty awesome. And we have a lot of teams. We have sessions. We have 14 sessions going on every single week. And we need close to 20 volunteers every single session. So we will continue to recruit throughout the year for our volunteers.
Very cool. And can people possibly sign up to get recruited at your website, or how does that work?
Yes. We do have a volunteer form. We have a community volunteer form as well as a youth volunteer form. And it's at our website. It's nnrff.org. That is going to take you to our website, obviously, and then look in the volunteer piece, and there's two applications there.
Very cool. And what's your physical location?
It's right behind the Lowe's and Red Lobster off of South McCarran and Kitsky.
Okay.
It's 6490 South McCarran Boulevard. And we're in the Ribeiro property, so we're kind of tucked away in a bunch of medical-type setups and buildings.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention? I mean, you guys are just, you're working hard.
Yeah, rock and roll, right? So we've had a lot of great success reaching new families. But if you are a family and you haven't heard about us, or you've heard about us and you haven't come and checked us out, please give us a call. Call us at 775-787-3520. Oh, and then we have a trunk or treat happening too on the Saturday after Nevada Day.
Okay.
At our location. And we would love any new families that are interested in receiving some respite, getting to know us, taking a tour of our facility, to just come on by.
All right. Very cool. Corrine Viewig, Executive Director at Rave Family Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.